CRI News, I'm Liu Yan in Beijing. Chinese President Hu Jintao and leaders of other G20 members have started a two-day summit to consider strategies to strengthen the faltering world economy and achieve global financial stability. As Shen Chengcheng reports, the two-day summit is held in the French city of Cannes.
The leaders are expected to address the major problems affecting the world economic recovery and the stability of global financial markets. Topics for discussion include the Eurozone debt crisis, reform of the international monetary system, and the strengthening of financial regulations. Chinese President Hu Jintao is expected to deliver speeches to explain China's stand on these issues. For CRI, I'm Shen Chengcheng.
A senior Chinese finance official says China is surprised by Greece's decision to seek a referendum on a new European aid plan and remains cautious about investing in Europe. Zhu Guangyao, China's vice finance minister, is in Cannes for the G20 summit.
I think it is our common aspiration that through effective debt restructuring to boost market and investors' confidence, Greece will return to the international financial market and create conditions for its overall economic recovery.
Zhu urges European leaders to reduce instability and restore investor confidence. European leaders are looking to China and other strong developing economies to help with the bailout fund. China has successfully carried out its first docking experiment between the unmanned spacecraft Shenzhou 8 and the space lab module Tiangong 1, marking another great leap in the country's space program. Shuang Feng has the story.
Nearly 2 days after it was launched, the unmanned Shenzhou 8 spacecraft has docked with the space lab module Tiangong 1, about 340 kilometers above Earth. The assembly will fly for some 12 days before they separate and prepare for second docking. The success of the docking procedure makes China the third country in the world, after the US and Russia, to master the technique. China is planning to launch Shenzhou 9 and Shenzhou 10 spacecraft next year, both of which will dock with the Tiangong 1 prototype space lab. At least one of the two missions will be manned. Two female astronauts are now believed to be on the active duty roster for future Shenzhou missions. For CI, I'm Shuang Feng.
The International Criminal Court's chief prosecutor says Muammar Gaddafi's son Saif al-Islam may be trying to flee Libya. Luis Moreno Ocampo says sources suggest Saif may be heading for Niger with the help of mercenaries.
We are also receiving information that a group of mercenaries may be endeavoring to facilitate Saif al-Islam's escape from Libya. We are calling upon the state to do all they can to disrupt any such operation.
The ICC has been holding talks with intermediaries to secure Saif's arrest since the death of his father last month. Meanwhile, in Libya's third largest city of Misrata, after months of fierce fighting, the medical infrastructure is still a mess. The central hospital was destroyed in battles when Gaddafi troops laid siege to the port city. Now the hospital is no longer able to accommodate patients or medical staff. Dr. Abdul Rauf Badi is based in Misrata.
In fact, Misrata has a very big problem in the health sector, because when the central hospital was destroyed, there was a really random distribution of resources to different medical centers, like the one we are in now.
City officials say almost 1,300 Misrata residents were killed and thousands injured in the fight against the Gaddafi forces. Central Bangkok remains threatened by floodwaters creeping closer from the north. Bangkok City Administration has warned four more districts on the border of Bangkok's Inner Ring area to evacuate. Thai Prime Minister Inluck Shinawat says the situation in the east should improve with the use of giant sandbags.
We will place large sandbags along local road and transit road along with other measures, so the water levels in the east of Bangkok should stabilize and recede.
In the meantime, Thai nuclear officials have ensured that a research nuclear reactor in Bangkok is safe despite the flooding. That's the news for this hour. I'm Liu Yan in Beijing.